And so they ever have those, how else is that done? They ever have those things that are just built right into the wall? What do you call that?
Kind of like a grate?
Yeah. Well, the place where you build the fire out of it, if you don't have a stove.
Well, that was called a grate.
Okay.
See, the grate is a cutting piece thing, like you see, you got one downstairs in that other room right under here. That was called a grate fire.
You ever hear it called, thing called fire hat?
Fire hat? I've never heard of that.
Okay.
What is that?
Like fireplace?
Well, that's what I mean. That's right. Fireplace. That's what I'm talking about. So we call it a grate there.
Okay.
But there's a fireplace cut inside the wall.
Uh-huh.
Then you hang the grate in there, and then you put your wooden, start it with your wooden paper first, and then you put the coal on top of it.
Okay. What do they call that place on the floor right in front of the fire?
That was brick.
They have a special name for that? They call that anything?
And some will call it brick, and some call it slate. Yeah, slate is about as thick as this thing you see as a tabletop.
What about, how'd you start a fire?
Put paper and kindling wood. You put the paper and put the kindling wood on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that, then put all the big pieces of wood to catch up. And on top of that, you put your coal.
So,
mostly soft coal, not hard coal, soft coal. Because a soft coal, as it gets heated, will go together.
Mm-hmm.
A hard coal will drop out, see, so they don't stick together.
Mm-hmm.
Soft coal will go together in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just shake it and take a little poker iron and braid it up, and you put more on it.
What do they call that big stick of wood, big round stick of wood with the fire hammer that they put
on? That was called something like a log, L-O-G. Yeah.
And
this is a long thing, then they cut them according to the size of the fireplace you can put them in.
What are they, the thing that the smoke goes up, what do they call that?
They call that a chimney.
And then that black stuff that's in the chimney, what do they call that?
Sure.
And what about after the fire burns down, you know, that stuff that's left, what do they call that?
Well, they call that ashes, and you take that and sift it and get cinders. Yeah.
What do you send it for?
And you send it after you start your fire with your wood and coal. Then you put your cinders on it to hold it, and the cinders burn a long time.
Uh-huh.
That's the second burning of the first coal you got.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that cinders, when you get the cinders from your coal that you burned the first time.
What kinds of things did people have in their houses in those days? Like, what did they have around the living room?
Well, they had a victual. Didn't have no television or radio then.
Mm-hmm.
Victual, they had to wind it up. Record player just like it is now, but it wasn't electric. They had to wind it up. And it was good records, though, too, good music. Yeah, it sure was. Much better than that, what you call disco now. That's right.
What people used to sit on in those days?
Well, they had chairs, furniture like these out here. And I mean, the real furniture then, too. Real furniture. I mean, one old glue stuff. Nail, screw, and tags together. You take your sledgehammer to knock it apart.
Mm-hmm.
By the day, you take a piece of furniture, and you get on that side and I'm going to pull it really loose.
Sure.
Because it's glued. Furniture then was made.
Yeah.
I mean, you could put three people in one chair and it wouldn't give. You have one person can hardly sit in one of these chairs to make now. The legs just go just like that and you sit flat on the floor.
Yeah.
And you don't believe that?
Sure.
The furniture they're making today, they look pretty, but no durability there.
Yeah.
None at all.
What do they call something?
Now that is built.